life's color in letters of the alphabet, be it in the various rumors or the talks and discussions, they not only acted as a factor to encourage my adolescent heart, but also created in me a feeling that I must do something. No more was I subjected to negative comments about myself. The visitors to our house would not wish I was dead, as it was the case earlier. To the contrary, they would extend their wishes for my long life and progress. I felt life was beautiful. The desire to live, once extinct, began budding up afresh. My literary journey was also taking its course. By the time, few of my poems and verse or lyrics had also got into the print. I no more have those periodicals in my collection, nor do I recall their names. The one periodical I remember is Nawayuva, Monthly, which not only had a write-up published about me, but also helped reach my literary creations to many readers, admirers, and well-wishers by having them published. I have always remained obliged to that publication. The appearance of one's creations published in the media, I have found, makes one feel extremely elated. On my part, I had also been so excited to see my first composition that appeared in the print that I failed to translate that moment of delight into words.